Welcome to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats. Still building legends one at a time. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Brown and Jason Duran.
Welcome back, folks. Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats, powered by Mercury Marine, shocked to life by Relion Lithium Batteries. As usual, a day late and a dollar short. It is, well, it's Thursday, September the 24th. And I'm Chris Brown, along with the Anglers Channel Circus, Director of Social Media, Mr. David Jong, of course, Jason Duran, and the legend, as he was referred to over the weekend, the legend.
Yeah, I did not call myself that.
No, you did not. I said you were referred to as the legend.
I just want to make sure people understood that part.
You were not referred to that by me. You're referred to that by some guy on a boat. We were filming the Toyota Bonus Bucks event, owner's tournament out of McFarland Park there on Pickwick, and we pull up on a boat, and this old boy turns around from the back, and he says, "Oh, my God, it's the legend, Kenneth Grover." Mm-hmm. I mean, he did. Honest to God, I cannot make this up. And, so the legend is here. How are you,
bro? I still can't believe he even recognized who I was.
Well, I mean, you're in a Ranger on the back of the boat and just kind of hanging out. So it was
So those are all the reasons to not recognize Kenneth right there. I mean,
you just made my point, Chris.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. So it was pretty interesting. But so there you go. We're all here, guys. How was your weekend? Jason, I know you were catching a few. I know you sent me a text for me to come film you on Sunday, and I'm like, well, you're not in a Toyota tournament, so I'm all that kind of time. So
although after the last couple of weeks he may have wished he had a Toyota.
That's true. That is true. Do you have your truck back yet?
So I do need to go ahead and make this statement now since you brought it up. If there is a diesel mechanic out there that listens to this podcast and you have access to a Ford fueling system that was released on the 21st for sale, if you have that part in your system, I would like it. And I would almost pay $1,000 more just to give you some cash. Wow. So, $8,000 deal here just needs to be done, but the part was released on the 21st.
Are you going to have a truck and boat for this weekend, or are you?
It's not looking like it.
Okay. That's good to know on Thursday for an event that's on Saturday. Okay. Good to know.
Well, it was Friday last time.
Well, a lot going on Friday last time, so we'll leave it at that. But let's talk about your fish catches on Sunday.
Yeah, dude. Win in practice. I mean, that's the best thing to do always, right?
But you're not fishing the Derby on Pickwick anytime.
Yeah, we're practicing for next year. That's what Daddy said. We're practicing for next year. So we did. We caught fish shallow in the grass, went in some pockets, and they were really full of bait. But caught them, ended up catching them on the main river. Up shallow in the grass, and kind of had some little schoolers catch them on a buzz bait at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was fun. So
Kenneth and I went shallow back in a little pocket to film a little bit, and I caught a couple little, I mean, they were dinks, but I caught a couple on a little striking bitsy buck with 14 pound tour grade fluorocarbon. So she's been braid, but I just grabbed the first rod that I had handy, tied it on, went to town, and it was good. It was good. David, how was your weekend? You didn't go to Vegas or Reno or Abu Dhabi or somewhere without us, did you?
No, I didn't. Nothing that exciting. Just decided to stay back and hang out with the family.
Okay. Yep. All right. How's your weather? Is it snowing up there yet?
See here. This weekend wasn't too bad, but during the weekdays, I guess you could say, it rained and it was like probably 40 to 50. 50 degrees or so, maybe high as 60 at best. So, but not this week. It's been like 70s the last few days, a high of 70s actually. But yeah, I think, and a few nights we had like 40s at night.
Okay. All right.
At what point do y'all turn the heat on? What, like down here, we're going to turn the heat on at that temperature.
I'm still in the shorts.
we don't turn our heat on at all. My wife just walks in, heats things up, and then it goes from there. But it stays cold.
Okay. Here we go.
It stays cold at my house. Kenneth and I had the opportunity to spend the weekend in Florence, Alabama, and cover the 9th annual Toyota Bonus Bucks Owners Tournament event. Best buddies and neighbors Steve Humphrey and Mike Gilley brought that one home with just over 19 pounds for a $5,000 win in a no entry fee event. Had 240 boats from 33 states come down to Pickwick for this deal. And Kenneth, I don't know about you, but you know, I know you're not a Toyota owner, but I am. But I thought it was pretty cool to see, you know, some of the stuff that was going on. They had a big dinner and registration on Saturday night. Of course, social distancing rules applied, masks and everything else. But then, you know, fed them lunch and, you know, let them weigh in. Bassett did the weigh in. And it was a big to-do down there in McFarland Park.
You know, I was excited to kind of get a chance to see it firsthand. You know, I've been reading about it the last several years and knew it was a good event, but seeing it firsthand kind of makes it different. But talking to the anglers on the water and how excited they were for the opportunity to have that was pretty cool. Some of the guys don't fish a lot of tournaments. So we were on one team that the guy in the back of the boat says, I don't fish tournaments, but my buddy, you know, let me come with him on this one, and he wasn't going to miss it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And that guy was from Oklahoma, if I remember right.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy was from Oklahoma. Probably one of the coolest things, too, was they had a tournament within a tournament for a lot of guys. They had teams from Kentucky, Indiana, Mississippi, of course, Alabama. Trying to think where else. But
and it was an engineering team.
It was an engineering team. So teams of engineers from all these plants were there to fish this tournament. And I believe the Kentucky team won. Or no, Mississippi.
Right.
No.
Yeah, it was Kentucky.
It was Kentucky. Kentucky won it. We pulled up and talked to a Mississippi team, and the guy had worked there for like 20-some-odd years. And, I mean, just it was just a really cool deal. I mean, they did a first-class event. No entry fee. All you got to do is own a Toyota 4 years or younger. So that means I got to buy a new truck if I'm going to fish, which I'm just going to end up covering it. So but mine's a 16. But, yeah, I mean, all you got to do is sign up for Toyota Bonus Bucks, and you can call Kendall and get signed up for that over at Dynamic Sponsorships. But, I mean, that's a super cool deal, and I was very impressed by everything they did for, you know, Dynamic and Toyota, and they had pros there. Probably the best story was Brandon Lester – Bass Elite Series Pro on Saturday during registration realized that the Hartwell Open started a day early. Didn't start on Thursday, started on Wednesday. So he abruptly packed up his wife and kids and they hauled ass home so he could get his rig and head to Hartwell so they could start practicing. So he missed Sunday's festivities, but that was pretty comical. But a great event. Great job by Guck and Kendall and the guys over there at Dynamic to put this thing on, especially in the COVID quarantine shit that you want to call it. I mean, that's what I call it, but it's going on right now. So congrats to those guys and congrats to Steve Humphries and Mike Gilley. I had a few ABT anglers in that, which was pretty cool to see as well. Brent Croats and Coastfish together, which was really pretty interesting. We pull out of a cove, and I'm like, is that crow? And we got to looking, and, like, crow's here, and, like, Hurst is here. And I'm like, that's got to be them because the size difference is so, so funny. But anyway, so that was fun to see. Got an email yesterday from our buddy Joe Opager at FLW MLF, or what's it called, David?
MLFLW?
MLFLW, yeah, MLFLW. Apparently, Joe has been promoted to MLF's new director of communications. So big shout out to Joe. That's a big promotion for him. So taking over for Trisha Milford, who is, and I quote, no longer with the company. I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to let it be. I noticed that we've been getting some emails from Charity Muhlenweg. I'm sorry, Charity, if I butchered that, but from Charity lately. But she is moving into the FLW communications role. Joe is going to be the MLF director of communications. And then he went on to ask, so I need a favor. Let me know if you know of or feel strongly about, and in all caps, anything that MLF needs to do differently. And then it says regarding external. I got excited. Then it said regarding external media coverage that will make your jobs easier. So my response to Joe was, you know, thanks, congratulations, that's awesome, you know, well deserved. And I said, and I quote, I will talk to my guys and see if we can think of anything regarding external media, because Lord knows I can think of a bunch of shit. But anyway.
Well, I can tell you this right off the bat. Number one on the list would have been put Joe in that position.
Well, there you go. Exactly. I mean, if y'all remember, you can go back a number of episodes. We had Joe on when all of this MLFLW whatever came about. And, you know, I kind of bragged on Joe a lot because, I mean, Joe's the deal, has been the deal. And Joe was very quick to call me. It was about this time last year and say, hey, CD, you know, thanks, but dude, you got to tone it down. And I'm like, what I do? And he's like, there's more people involved in this. And I'm like, I don't care. It's you, bro. I mean, we got stuff so quick. So I think first on my list, you know, like you said, Kenneth, Joe in that position, we can check that off the list, right? Second of all would be, let's send corresponding photos with press releases. I mean, if Jordan Lee's leading the day, don't send me a picture of Mark Davis sitting on a butt seat, you know, holding a Coca-Cola. Does me no good. Just being honest. So, and I'm sure.
And if they want to include Mark Davis, then have more pictures available.
There you go. I've got no problem with him being part of the story, but the lead picture needs to be of the leader leading that day, right? That day. So that's what I'd like to see. But that's just one. I'm sure between the four of us, we can come up with a lot of stuff or a few things, probably a lot, but a few things to make a list there. And we will do that and get back to him on that. We had a little deal, 2 weeks ago, texter number 10, we had gotten there, but we hadn't gotten to 20. Over thousands of people listening to this stupid show. Nobody would text. Right. So finally, and what was funny was I had guys text and say, like, I don't want to win. I've already won, but I just want you to get 20. I want you to shut up. I'm pretty sure that's not in so many words, but that's kind of the way it felt. Right. So Ken Chu, you know, Ken Chu, David.
David, why do we always go there? Is that profiling? Is that called profiling?
That is profiling, David. I'm sorry. Lord, I apologize for profiling David that way. But
are they bullying you, David?
We are not bullying anybody. No, although
I'll take a gift card. Yeah, you can buy me over with that for now. You know.
Well, what's funny is you say that, and I heard a noise, and poor Georgia got spayed yesterday. And so she's got the, not the cone of shame, but the inflatable donut ring of shame on. And she's laying over here in the couch. She's been wide ass open all day. And now she's conked out on the couch. So it's that's good for her. But Ken Chu, you are the winner of a $25 gift card from Sportsman's Warehouse. And then texter number 20, Mr. Dan Mitchell. You are the winner of either a $50 gift card, or if I can come up with something else, I'll see what I can come up with. But you are the winner. So, y'all, we'll do another one in October. Do a little Halloween giveaway or something. We'll come up with something. Work on a few proposals and sponsorship deals. Maybe we can get somebody new involved in this deal and get something going. But Ken Chu and Dan Mitchell, watch your text. I'll be sending you something here pretty quick. FLW Toyota Series announcements. My God, they've been they might as well just released every schedule they had, because it seems like we're going everywhere. Pickwick Lake named host of 2021 Toyota Series Championship. Lake Norman's going to host a Toyota Series event. That's a Bass Nation deal for Lake Mead. Douglas Lake selected as the All-American Championship for next year. Grand Lake to host the college national championship next year. What else am I missing, David?
The title will be announced tomorrow.
The what? The who? Oh. The title.
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
As for now.
Okay. It'll be year number two.
Yep.
Where's it going to go? What's your thoughts?
I hadn't really given much thought to it. I just saw the press release. It'll be announced tomorrow.
How about it goes to Wellington? I don't know that. I'm just throwing it out there. Let's see.
St. Lawrence is a pro circuit events. I don't think they'll go there back to back for events. So? But it's Wellington's own. St. Lawrence is the last.
That's true. Because
event of the
you
title.
You have BBT
of
the guys fishing this one next year, won't you? Probably.
So, yeah, yes.
Hey, come to Gunnersville. I've got nothing to do.
Yeah, they'll take half the field.
Yeah.
After they cut the rest of them.
Yeah, they will. That's for sure. Let's see what else we got. I mentioned that Lake Mead to host Bass Nation Regional. Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Their auction is going on right now. You can go to bassfishinghof.com, I believe, is what it is, or also on their Facebook page. Ends Friday, the 25th at 2 p.m. Eastern. A bunch of stuff to bid on. Go support the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And then,
some really neat things there. I kind of breezed through it, but there's some really cool things there.
There really are. Unless I'm going to pull it up here, and we'll kind of bounce through a few things and see if it's – where'd you go? Yep, here it is. Bass Fishing HOF. You can go over there and check this out. A bunch of cool sponsors, Bass Cat, AFCO, Daiwa, where are the featured items? Here we go. You've got lifetime memberships, annual memberships, the Hack Attack coaching experience.
That's the one. That's what I, yeah. Read that
one. There's a KVD coaching experience too, I believe.
Read, how would you like to run passing drills with Drew Brees or play LeBron James? For the first time, I'm going to offer you fishing's equivalent to those experiences. Personal coaching sessions from Greg Hackney, one of the most decorated anglers of all time. Hackney owns the Angler of the Year title, 6 Bass Tournament Championships, and NFL of the Year title, and Forest Wood Cup and MLF World Championships. Whether you know a high school or college angler, so yeah, that's pretty cool. That could be a good deal. You've got a KVD coaching experience. I've had that. It's okay. Just kidding. The Rick Klun coaching experience. What's cool about this is the Hack Attack coaching experience is currently outbidding the KVD coaching experience, which is awesome. And then Rick Klun coach experience, it's a little further down the list. But that's a pretty cool deal. Let's see what else we got here. You got all kinds of AFCO gear. You've got a 9,400-yard giant spool of sniper fluorocarbon. The Jason Christie jersey is up there. You've got a Brian Kirchel Memorial Fish Whistle, a Traeger. The Denny Brower Wheaties box. I've got one of those. That's pretty awesome. The David Walker Wheaties box, and David Walker looks like he's 12 in that picture, which is pretty classic.
It was a few years ago.
It was. You got a Brian Latimer fishing trip. You've got Mammoth Coolers. You got Hummingbird Helix TH Marine Jack Plate. A Kyle Hall Rookie of the Year signed jersey. You got an Elite Series signed jersey. You got guns. My God, they got all kinds of crap in this thing. Jason, what have you bidding on? A diesel fuel system?
Yeah, fuel filter. Yeah, just straight up fuel filter. I thought the Hack Attack one said you get 3 nights. There's one that had 3 nights, 3 different phone conversations with him. Is that the same? Did it say that on that one?
I didn't read all the way through it. It may have.
I think that's kind of how it is. You get to call him 3 nights in a row, you know, kind of thing. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know, Hackney hanging out the house, just talking on the phone with you for 3 nights. So maybe we should bid on that and get him in on the podcast for 3 nights in a row. You know, we could do that, right?
Well, you could. We got a fish with Brandon Polinick that's bringing in $1,280 as a current bid. A fish with Seth Fighter for $1,500. You could fish with Randy Howell for $860. Fish with Brett Height. Who's that? For $540. Bradley Hallman fishing trip. You got a Chris Nothern. I mean, you got all kind. Gustafson. Oh, Gussie going to give a trip. A Polinick signed jersey. Did you donate your signed jersey? Is that what you did?
I need to do that. There's a striking shadow box with KV Day signed sexy shad lures.
KV, so like KV what?
KVD.
Okay. KVD sign lure.
That Tennessee is rubbing off on him.
It really is. It really is. I see that. That's some cool stuff. So there's a co-angler fee for a BFL in there.
Or that's that Tennessee T in his
Tennessee T. Then Bass Talk Live. Our friends at Bass Talk Live are giving away you could be a co-host on Bass Talk Live. And you get a fishing trip to Pangrac. And you get to go bowling with Jeffries. So you know what? Sign my ass up, you know, let's go. Let's go. That's pretty cool. So that's a big deal going on right now. Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. You can check that out in the news section of anglerschannel.com or at bassfishinghof.com.
So Chris, if you donated a spot to join us on the podcast, you think anyone would bid on it?
Shit, no.
$5.
We couldn't get 20 texters.
I know, right? We didn't get 20 touchers. Who in the hell's going to bid to be on a show with us? You know? They're like, Chris, who? At the rapper? No, we ain't going to be on that damn thing. You kidding me? That's the biggest joke known to man going out there. So, yeah, so that's some good stuff going on there. High school bass class coming up December 12th and 13th. Check them out at highschoolbassclass.com. Get registered. Anderson, South Carolina. That's going to be an awesome deal. You want to be involved in it. And you want to be involved in it now. So check it out, highschoolbassclass.com, December 12th and 13th, Anderson, South Carolina. Get signed up for that. The Bassmaster Opens currently going on. Cody Hainer, Hunter, David?
I believe it's Hunter.
Hunter? Cody Hunter from Wisconsin, 20 pounds, 4 ounces. It's a pretty good lick.
Thanks to a 6+.
Was it a 6+ that's in there? 6.3 is what was in there. She had a 6.3. So take that 6.3 out, put a 2-pounder in there, and he's right in the mix with the rest of the boys. Bobby Stanfield, second at 16.8. Scotty Martin, 15.12 and third. Andy Wicker, fourth with 15.11. Alex Weatherall, fifth at 15.4 as well. Let's see. Patrick Walters tied for six at 14.15. The Jason Christie, 14, 14, and 8. Andrew Upshaw, 14, 10, 11th. Matty Lee in 12th. Brandon Cobb, 13th. Who else is in this thing? Justin Atkins, Jason's man crush in 19th. Let's see. Who else we got down here? Castledine in 30th. Hallman, 33rd. You got a pretty good mix, but, I mean, they're jammed in there. The 10-pounders, the 10-pound bags, the 9-pound bags, they're jammed in there like cordwood, so it's gonna be an interesting day tomorrow. This ends. The funny part is, this was set up as a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday event because the hotel rooms around Anderson, because of Clemson football, double on the weekends, right? Well, guess what?
Yep.
Clemson's off this weekend, so
that new COVID schedule.
Yeah, Neil Paul was all excited about this deal, you know, and he's like, you know, we had to change it because of COVID, and you know, we moved it up to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I told Bose that, you know, we had to do all this because hotel rooms would be just just crazy price, which they are, and they got off week, so there you go. They play two games and are off, so there you go. Jason, who do your Roll Tiders play this week?
Do they play this week?
You play Missouri. That's right. You play Missouri at Missouri. Let's go ahead and count that one.
It's like considered a game, right? Well, it's like a practice game.
Yeah.
So. Is that just like doing one of those first preseason games kind of thing? So
yeah, probably for you. We got Kentucky at home, so that's probably not going to be as preseason as we'd like it to be. But they're probably going to try to make a statement, which they normally do. So. Which will be good.
I'm just glad it's back. I mean, that's the best thing, right? It's just at least some sort of football is coming back.
Who cares? We're still working. It don't matter. So
true.
We're still working. So let's take a quick little break. When we come
maybe
back,
to help. Go ahead. Maybe to help get the traffic off the lakes.
Lord, I hope so. Ooh. That'd be nice. It's been busy lately. Been really, really busy. So, but let's go take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll go ahead and jump into the Sportsman's Warehouse Bass wrap up segment of the show. And then do a little Coastal Canada Bust All right after this on the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast.
With so many exclusive designs and processes, no other boat is built like Ranger. It's a dramatic difference that consistently raises the bar of excellence while delivering more features, more performance, and the best value. The Ranger Fisherman Series. From bow to stern, this is results-based engineering at its best.
Still building legends, one at a time.
At Mercury, there are no limits to the lengths we'll go to make sure you have no limits either. Unlimited adrenaline. Unlimited fun. Unlimited weekend. Except maybe having to go home eventually. Introducing the all-new V8 Mercury Pro XS. Light, quick, efficient. Mercury, go boldly.
Welcome back, folks. Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. Time for the bass wrap-up segment of the show, brought to you by our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse, sportsmans.com, your fishing and outdoor store. Two new stores coming from Sportsman's. If you are in the Charleston, South Carolina area, be on the lookout for a new Sportsman's Warehouse going to pop up around the 15th of October. And then if you're in the Erie, Pennsylvania area, we got a store coming to you there as well. You know, Sportsman's went out and they purchased some of the Field and Stream stores, converted the Sportsman's Warehouse, and they now own 12 of the 15 independent Field and Stream stores that were out there in the country. So they are certainly taking it and running with it and doing a hell of a job, if I might say so myself. So Erie and Charleston, you're up next on the Sportsman store, so be on the lookout for those. So, David, we were laughing about this earlier and off air, but, you know, anytime you make a post on social media and I don't see it and I back it up with the same post, we call it, you know, that I burned you, right? I burned Kenneth twice this weekend. We were filming some stuff for Strike King on Pickwick, and they were turned an angle on the boat, he and Kenny, and I just kept on fishing. And so as soon as he starts talking, lo and behold, I catch two, one after another, and just totally burned him, you know, each time. He was trying to talk. He was concentrating. He was dialed in, right, to that camera lens. He was dialed in. Got him. So, but it's all right, Kenny. You'll have a chance to get back to fun. So
I recuperated, though. I'm capable of doing it twice.
Oh, you did. You rebounded.
Three times or whatever it takes.
You jumped in there, you know. You jumped in there like you knew what you were doing. So I was proud of you. So, all right, David, take it away, my friend.
All right. So I guess fishing was pretty good last weekend. We had our picks from last weekend. We're going to start off with the See the Outdoors Big Bass Splash. It actually was on Fork instead of Rayburn. but we'll still take those results, I guess. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but we'll still take those results. Sure. But
I had it written down.
What's up?
I had it written down as on being on Fork.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I had Rayburn. So. But let's see here. I don't know if these are accurate or not, but it looks like the biggest bass of the event was an 8.80 caught by Danny Delude. Yep. And
we're all over.
I think we were all, we were way over. I was the closest one, but just by a few ounces here. But Keith White caught 8.73 for second, and Christopher Gordon caught 8.59. So I guess all top five were all 8-pounders, but we were all over on that one.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, Kenneth told me early that we were all over on that one. So he's been following along pretty close as well.
He's detailed out, I think.
Yeah. So thanks to Jason. He's been dialed in.
He's back in it.
Yeah. There you go, Jason.
Little drive. Drive now.
I just need a little push. I was getting kind of bored.
Poke the bear a little bit, you know?
You didn't poke the bear. You stuck him in the ass with a stick. Yeah.
It also helped that I realized there were three gimmies in the bunch, but.
Go ahead, then.
All right. So moving on from that event, we visit the FLW Toyota Series event on Dardanelle. And that event was a 3-day event, it looks like. And the winning weight was caught by Jason Leiblong with 40 pounds and 9 ounces. Second place was Kevin Riney with 38.5. And Teddy Bogard caught 36 pounds and 1 ounce for third place. And again, with that one, to continue our streak there of overguessing, we all, the closest one would have been CB with 41 pounds, but we all overguessed that one.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Let's see. All right, here. So that's 0 for, I guess, no points so far for everyone here, but we move on to the Wild Wild Bass Trail Arizona Championship event on Lake Mead. And the team of Roy Hawk, Bass Pro Tour angler, and Mark White caught a total of 27.76 pounds to take the prize and a bass cut boat. Seth Fermanic and Stephen Mack caught 20 pounds and 20.38 pounds for second, and Thomas Janovich and Sean Coffey caught 19.4 for third. And the guy who got the last pick, Jason.
Did he Jason get, took that one.
Yeah, Jason took that one with his guess of 26 pounds.
Wow, Jason.
Not a zero. It's not a zero. There
well
we go.
Done,
it's
Jason.
Not a, you got
it's
one.
Not
Jason,
a zero.
You're way out there, man. You've now got 4 points for the month, and I've only got one. Nicely done, Jason.
Yeah, just keep going. It's not a zero, though. It's
here
not
it
a
comes.
Zero.
Here it comes, right? So, all right. So,
get again. Off my train track.
The world corrects itself, it seems like, here with this next one. With as CB had hinted at earlier in the show, the ninth annual Toyota Owners Tournament was on Pickwick, and a team of Stephen Humphreys and Mike Gilley caught 19 pounds to take the win there. And Kenneth, with his guess of 18 pounds and 9 ounces, I guess. I don't know if it was 18.9, but either way, he takes a point there. So one more point to his total to catch up with Mr. Jason Duran there.
So now I have two total.
So there's 4 to 2 now,
what was my guess on that? What was my guess on that tournament?
Your guess was 18.5. Or 18.5, either way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just overpicked me.
Well, of course. You didn't run your mouth.
I would like to have seen where that worked in the rotation there. It would have been Kenneth picking, or if I would have picked first.
You run your mouth. You probably still got to see it. So. But anyway.
If that, so we'll stay with Pickwick, because we picked the BFL.
Put an asterisk by that one.
All his picks this week.
Here we go. I even volunteered not to pick this week.
He did.
I volunteered not to pick, and you started.
Yeah, and there, and so there would have been like a double
talk
asterisk,
about asterisk
on the trophy, no. You know.
All right. So sticking with Pickwick, well, the BFL Mississippi event was on Pickwick, and winning that event was Christopher Whitehead with a total weight of 33 pounds and 1 ounce. Cody Nichols caught 30 pounds and 9 ounces for second, and Chris Quaintance caught 29 pounds and 10 ounces for third. And again, we were thinking it was a 1 day event, but his,
you know,
yeah.
I'm gonna blame the guy reading the tournament in this one. I mean, can he not read the guy picking these events? Can he not read the dates? Is it not a say it's a 2 day?
I do read the dates every time.
I'm just playing with you. Listen, the way this year is gone and everything else, it's just
COVID up.
Par for the freaking course at this point in time.
When you get to September, you have to assume every BFL is a 2 day.
It's a 2 day.
But you know, we've got some
always.
That
it could
are
be
just
a makeup.
Freaking starting at September. So yeah.
We're okay. All right. If we have any this week, it'll be a 1 day.
If we have any.
I don't know what Jason's cooking up over there.
He's not.
We'll find out.
He'll look at it when I introduce his segment here next, is what happens. So.
Oh, I call it up way before. I got some ideas, curveballs this week.
Sorry, Jason. We're messing up your segment. I mean, David.
David. His name's David.
If my segment wasn't messed up from the beginning anyways, it wouldn't be my segment anyways.
Welcome to COVID. What else you got?
So just to finish that one off, Kenneth again guessed 18-9 for that one. So he took the point there. So that's 2 this week for Kenneth. And finishing off our BFL picks for this week, the BFL Music City division was on Old Hickory. And winning that event with a winning weight of 34 pounds and 5 ounces was Josh Trammell. And then Drew Boggs, I'm sorry, he caught 34 pounds and 5 ounces to take the win. Drew Boggs caught 23 pounds and 10 ounces for second. And Tony Eckler caught 22.6 for third. And no surprise there, the guy who guessed 18 pounds and 1 ounce, Mr. Kenneth Grover, takes the point there. So that brings his total haul to 3 this week.
Oh, there we go. Good deal.
Makes up for that 0 last week.
Did I just tie you?
So what's our total
for the month?
Are we done with the picks?
No, I've got one more.
Chris is ready to move on.
The last one we have, The Bass Pro Shops Big Bass Bash event was on Kentucky Lake, and I forgot that the format on this one was a one fish big bass style. So we definitely all overpicked, but the winning team was from Murray State University, and that angler was Dalton Kelly. He caught a 5.53 bass to take the win there. Griffin Fernandez from Adrian College caught a 5.49 bass to take second. And Hunter Filmer from Bethel University caught a 4.87 just to barely squeak in third place there. So
we're not all over.
We're not.
These are fun.
2.0. When I went back and listened to the podcast. That's how I knew what you picked. And the first thing out of Jason's mouth is big bass tournament. And then he says collegiate tournament. And you guys start picking 18 pounds. I'm like, wait a minute. What are they doing?
No, I caught on to that. But I was like, maybe I'm missing out on this particular tournament format with these big bass splash guys. So maybe these guys, you know, CB and Jason being more seasoned than I am, I figured they would have known better. But so I went with the crowd. So.
David, don't see what happens when you go with the crowd.
Yeah.
You need to be more careful who you hang around with.
Exactly. That's good stuff right there.
So no, actually the point that did go to Mr. Kenneth with his guess of 2 pounds. So he got the last point of the week. Yeah.
I'm back.
That's yeah. So, David, what's the scores right now at the end of this?
Is this the last week? I think this is. No, we got one more weekend.
No. We got another week.
We got one more weekend left.
So, bringing up the back of the bus, I guess same thing from last month. Me and CB with 2 points total. Jason is in second place now with his total of 4 points. And coming from behind all the way from last is Mr. Kenneth Grover with his total of 5 points.
All the way from last coming back. Listen to him. All the way from last. I like it. Yeah. I like it. That's good stuff there. So
thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
That is good stuff. So there you go. Does that wrap up our Sportsman's Warehouse? That's it for that. So all right. Well, we'll take a quick little break. When we come back, Jason will take us into the I guess the Coastal Countdown to Blast Off, since he's just now starting to look at it. Right after this on the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast.
Sportsman's Warehouse is your one-stop convenient place to shop. Whether you're into camping, hunting, or fishing, our expert associates can help you find the gear you need. We carry a huge assortment of quality equipment from the best manufacturers in the country and around the world. We have guns, ammo, rods, and lures, not to mention every kind of outdoor clothing for the whole family. You can shop in one of our fully stocked stores or visit us online at sportsmanswarehouse.com. Visit Sportsman's Warehouse. Shop one of over 60 locations.
Whether day or night, I love to tie one off.
Every day of the week, I like to tie one off.
I don't care who's looking, I always tie one on.
Every time I go on the water, I love to tie one on.
You may not know this about me, but every once in a while, I've been known to tie one on.
Come on, man. Join the Stray King team. All you got to do, tie one on.
I think I always tie one on.
Welcome back, folks, to the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. It is now time for the Costa Countdown to Blast Off, where we hashtag see what's out there. David, I jumped on your hashtag this week and used it, you know, so we got to see what's out there. Saw some pretty sights and a couple fish catches this weekend, so that was a fun deal. So be using that Costa Countdown to Blast Off for us, hashtag there, hashtag see what's out there. So jump in on that. All right, Kenneth, this is your chance to get the trophy. It's the last week. I know you're feeling a little nervous because
Jason, who do you think's had that trophy?
Yeah, to get it.
I had it 1 month, about a year ago.
Did. So. If it wasn't for me, Kenneth, you wouldn't have it now because I was at his house and brought it to you.
Whatever, Jason. It's not like you ever won it, would have won it from them anyway.
Well, I mean, I had it, you know, at least. So, all right, we're going to roll here. Starting out, number one, Big Bass Tour. Here's the key, David. Big Bass Tour on Norman, September 25th through the 27th. We're going for the Big Bass for the whole weekend. All right. So it's not five of them. It's just one. Lake Norman. Kenneth, we're going to go with you.
I'm going to go 6 pounds.
David?
Yeah, I wrote down 6 pounds first, too, before he said that. Because, you know, Kenneth takes his time with these guesses. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
6.01.
Oh. Okay.
I'm trying to help you out here, Jason.
I got
Jason
you.
Paying
I got
you?
I got you.
How much is he paying you?
I can't win anymore, right?
Chris, go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to go 6 pounds.
Okay. I'm going to go a pound.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Bass Open Eastern on Lake Hartwell. I know you guys have already seen who's leading, all that good stuff, so we'll have to change it up a little bit. What will be the third day? So the last Friday's weight. We're going for tomorrow's weight. Friday's weight. Highest weight for Friday. That way Kenneth can't cheat and say, you know, I already know we got 20 pounds on day one. So what is the highest weight for the final day?
Just the final day, highest weight.
And just the final day.
Okay.
David?
17 pounds.
I said 16.
Chris?
Jason?
What was yours, Chris?
16.
16.05.
Good.
16.06. All right. All right. Toyota Series Western on Clear Lake, FLW Series deal here on, and this is a good one here. I don't know how to say it exactly like normal here. KONOCTI, Vista Casino Resort and Marina. Can you say it? Anybody say that?
Kaneki?
Is that it?
I don't know. It sounds like it. But it's on Clear Lake, right?
Yes, on Clear Lake. Okay. FLW Series Western, September 24th through the 26th. 4, 5, 6.
So a three-day event?
Three-day event.
We're picking total weight?
Toyota Series. Picking all deals. Yep, total weight.
On Clear.
Yep.
52.
47.
Huh?
47.
Okay. Kenneth?
Hey, David, you want to go next?
Nope. This is money right here, isn't it? Open your mouth.
No, oh, this one is called.
I won.
This one is called Opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
You won? Wait, did we win or did you win?
I won Best Outdoor Photograph for Hank Cherry from the classic.
Won, CB.
From the classic, sweet.
Imagine that shit. Sorry. That's Southeastern Outdoor Press Association. Thank y'all. I'd like to thank my family, my wife, God, my animals, my Nikon camera, and Hank Cherry.
I love the order you just put all that in.
Have my press pass, I guess. Sorry. Anyway, moving on.
My animals.
My kids. Goodbye,
I pack a farm now.
My mom and dad. There goes my wife. Love you. Anyway. Moving on. Where were we? Where were, have you picked?
Kenneth, that's your pick, brother.
I'll go 60 pounds.
David?
55.
All that's right. What I was afraid of.
Rolling on through here. The Collins boating bass for cash. It has a TBA, and then it says September 26th through the 27th.
It's on Falls Lake.
Didn't they cancel their stuff?
Collins is still a go. It's on Falls Lake. I confirmed that today.
Falls Lake. All right. September 26th to the 27th. 6-7. That's a 2-day event, David. And it's back to Kenneth. No, is it? Yeah, it's back to Kenneth.
David?
38.
I'm going to go 31. JD?
3401.
I'll tell you what. Anyway. Okay.
Let's pick the ABT this weekend, South Division on Lay Lake, closing out the season. Final stop there. A lot of points at stake this weekend. Class checking out for the Bass Team Championship, chance to qualify for the Classic. All that good stuff is coming weighing in this weekend. So, David, hit us up.
16 pounds.
David's got some insight there, I think.
1701.
Listen to the podcast.
My man. 1701.
16.5.
KG.
I'm going to give you a chance here, Jason.
Ooh. 1 pound?
Ooh. I'm going to go 17 and a half.
I think they can do it. Rolling on down the list.
What'd you pick?
This is David did pick. Yep.
What do you kind of pick?
17 and a half.
Moving on.
All right. This is where it gets crazy. BFL Mountain Division, Cherokee. It has it as September 26th. BFL at Cherokee.
Is it a 2-day?
Chris?
1 day?
It says September 26th.
Can you confirm that on the FLW website, please?
It is every BFL this weekend is a 2-day.
It's a 2-day event. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
You're up, Chris.
I'm up on Cherokee. Yep. 36.
I had it at 33.
KG.
Hey, Jason, have you picked first anytime tonight?
Yeah, I have.
just curious.
Man. I just gave you my weight. You're going after me right now.
I sure wish I knew David's weight.
I know, that's how it goes.
Oh shit. Somebody pick.
I mean, I think he feels a little pressure over there. It's just a podcast, Kenneth. I mean, it's just a little teeny tiny trophy, too.
26.
26. Let's just David? Take the safer out.
I wrote on 30.
Okay.
Thank you, David. You should have said 26 and a half.
All right. What else?
Help me out, David. Rolling on down. The Cowboy Division, Sam Rayburn, BFL, 2-day, according to Kenneth. Sam Rayburn.
Are you going to doubt what he's saying?
According to Kenneth. So we are going 41. See, there I go. Picking first, Kenneth. Good job. But it's right back to you now. God, he's like looking for notes from like 82 over there, I think.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
41.1. 41 point. Wait a minute. 41 pounds in an ounce, because they'll weigh in ounces.
It took you a minute and 27 seconds to say 41.01? David, what's
it's
your
not,
weight?
It's not 41.01. It's 41 pounds in an ounce.
We got you.
All right. So is this Dave. The last one we're picking, Jason? Yeah. Or do we
no,
have more?
No, no. We got a couple more.
Okay.
What are you trying to do? What does that make a difference?
41 pounds and 2 ounces.
Hell, 41.3. That's all play. Jesus. What's next, Jason?
Wow.
CB, right. You win that one.
I hope so.
Outlaw Outdoors Customer Appreciation Tournament on Sam Rayburn. So, give a last one here. Outlaw Outdoors. Kenneth, it's your chance to pick.
1 day, 2 day, 6 day, MLF style, five fish, six fish.
Unless otherwise noted, it's a 1 day.
Okay. Kenneth?
Sam Rayburn, is that right?
10-4.
I'll go with 21.
David.
I wrote down 22, and I'll keep that one.
Go 19.
21.1.
He gave you just a little bit of breathing space there, Kenneth.
Yeah, it's all about strategy and checkers here. So
I'm not worried about Jason.
That wraps up this week's Coast to Countdown to Blast Off. And stay tuned to next week for the trophy presentation. Raising it high, confetti falls. So if I do win, I do expect some confetti at least. I mean, one chance to win here.
You better go to the party store and buy your own.
Pop, pop. All right. Well, Chris, take us home.
ABT this weekend. Jason, Kenneth, and I'll be there. David, what you got going on this weekend?
I don't know. We'll see if I feel like going out. I know it's been a bit chillier in the morning, so we'll see if I feel like going out just to wet the line. It's been a few weeks, so we'll see if I do that.
Okay. All right. Good deal. What else you got going on? Don't forget about the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Events or the auction going on right now. There's also an auction going on at Southeastern Outdoor Press Association. You can go to their Facebook page, siopa.outdoors. They've got a big deal going on right now, a big auction going on through the end of the week. Everybody's doing auctions going on, so that's a good deal. Football's come this weekend. Let's see what else is going on. High school bass class. Make sure you get signed up for that, December 12th and 13th. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. We encourage you to subscribe, rate, and review the show. And as always, you can chime in to the podcast hotline like old Ken Chu did and our other buddy. The podcast hotline brought to you by Trickstep, 256-535-3217. We'd love to know your opinions on things going on around the world and in the fishing community. I did get a message this week, though, Jason, wanting to know – I'm not going to quote him. I should, but want to know why Jason's not doing any more rookie podcasts. And I made the excuse that, you know, because of your job change and relocation that, you know, you were taking some time off and not able to do it. So sabbatical. What is the real reason why you got this fucking?
The rest of half of the season is about to crank off, so we'll have some interviews coming up. So
I'm going to hold you to that. So
hold me to it.
I'm going to hold you to that. So on behalf of our guests tonight, well, there wasn't any guests. It was just the four of us idiots. For the AC Circus, I'm Chris Brown. You know what, guys? When life gives you lemons, squeeze them in someone's eye and kick them in the balls. Y'all have a great week. God bless. Wear your damn life jacket. Wash your damn hands. Put your damn face mask on. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast, your number one tournament resource.